No background check, Elon Musk has decided not to join Twitter's board of directors. By Paul Bois on April 10, 2022. Tech billionaire Elon Musk has reportedly decided not to join Twitter's board of directors after becoming the company's largest shareholder. An odd statement released by the company's free speech-hating CEO Parag Agrawal says that the board seat was contingent on a background check. In a statement on Sunday night, Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal said Elon Musk made the decision to rescind the company's invite for him to join the board. "Elon Musk has decided not to join our board," said Agrawal while posting a message he had shared with the company. According to Agrawal, Twitter's board and Musk had many discussions about his future in the company before ultimately deciding against the board seat. "We were excited to collaborate and clear about the risks," said Agrawal. "We also believe that having Elon as a fiduciary of the company where he, like all board members, has to act in the best interests of the company and all our shareholders, was the best forward. The board offered him a seat." Though Elon's election to the board was to become official on April 9, Agrawal said that Musk decided to go in a different direction. "I believe this is for the best," said Agrawal. "We have and will always have input from our shareholders whether they are on our board or not. Elon is our biggest shareholder and we will remain open to his input." Elon Musk became Twitter's largest shareholder after acquiring a 9.2% stake in the company this month, prompting speculation that he might lead the platform into a less woke future of uncensored free speech. As Breitbart News reported, those hopes were dashed when the company said it would not reinstate former President Donald Trump's account or lift current bans on other conservatives. In an emailed statement, Twitter stated that although the company's board plays an important advisory and feedback role, the firm's policy decisions are not determined by the board or shareholders, and we have no plans to reverse any policy decisions, said the report. Christian satire site The Babylon Bee still remains locked out of its Twitter account after a joke knocking transgender assistant Secretary of Health Rachel Levine along with Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk and Fox News host Tucker Carlson.